Hello, Career Cohort. Thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Emily Wong, founder of Words of Distinction. We talk about tools for achieving career success, inspirational stories about overcoming career and life challenges, and how we can recalibrate our perspective to better enjoy the journey forward. Hi there. In the last episode, we talked about the five pillars of a successful job search project. And today I want to really just home in on that first pillar because I think it's so, so important. And that is getting your project on your schedule. And the reason it's so important to really focus on that schedule aspect is that we tend to say, you know, we give ourselves a deadline. We say, okay, in 3 months, this is going to happen. In 6 months, this is going to happen. Whether it's a job description, whether it's getting into that dress that you want to wear to the wedding, we tend to put that out there. But then the harder part seems to be, although it's really not that hard, and I'm going to talk about that, but it's when you're actually laying out that cadence of your schedule, starting with that start date. And I don't mean that you have to have I'm not saying that you should call it a start date. You can call it whatever you want, but you want something really specific in there so you get moving on it. I can tell you as a writer, one of the best advice I've ever gotten is you can't wait for inspiration. We talk about mental writer's block and things like that. And we can't wait for inspiration. We have to gather inspiration as we do. And it's the same thing with any other project. It's that same principle, because once we get moving on something, we build steam, we build confidence. And that's so, so important, especially when it comes to a job search. So you put it on your calendar. This makes it more intentional, right? And it blocks that time, and you're more likely to protect that time from distractions or interruptions or requests to volunteer to do something or do something that's really not helpful or meaningful. You'll rethink that and say, well, you know, I can't. I have this scheduled time. This is what I'm going to do. This email really is not that important. I'm going to, you know, put that at the end of my day. And right now I'm going to focus on this particular activity that's going to advance my career search. The next thing that you should think about is maybe Sunday night or the week before, maybe a Friday. If you really, really don't want to do anything job related on Saturday, Sunday, I get that. Totally fine. What I do is Sunday night or Friday afternoon. It depends if I'm traveling or if I have plans Sunday. I won't do it on Sunday. But it's a time to actually lay out your schedule. So you say what you're going to do on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And you don't have to necessarily work on your job search every single day. I don't recommend that you leave too many days between activities because you can lose that momentum. So my recommendation is 3 hours a day every day. If not, it could be Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and you bump up your hours. Maybe you bump it to 4 hours. Now, I also know that not everybody can do 3 hours. And that's where you might want to get help from someone else. Maybe you need to, you know, maybe you need career services. Maybe you need to have someone help you with your childcare. Whatever that is, always thinking of ways where other people can help you. So the next thing that I recommend is that you use an action verb. And the reason you have an action verb is that you know specifically what you need to do. So if you were to just have that block of 3 hours and you call it job search, that's just too nebulous. However, if you say, write my resume, that's more specific. If you say, call so-and-so and set up an appointment for a networking lunch, that's an action-related activity, and you're just more likely to follow through on that rather than just say networking. What does that mean, right? You want to be really specific And when you break things down, and I just gave that example of writing your resume, sometimes that can seem overwhelming. If that's overwhelming to you, then you break it down into its smaller parts. So you can say, write my branding statement, or write my headline, or write the most important achievements that I had in this current role, or write my education section. So you're breaking it down, it just becomes much more manageable, right? So you say, okay, that's going to take me an hour. And as you go on, as you continue on this project, you'll be able to tweak your time. You'll get a better understanding of how long different activities take. So, you know, feel free as you go to either increase the number of hours or even decrease the number of hours, because there's, I think it's the Parkinson's law that says, you know, however large your time space is, your activity will grow to fill that. So you don't want to allow too much time, but you want to allow enough time to actually get something accomplished. And it doesn't hurt to have a buffer between this particular activity that you're doing related to your job search and some other activity, because if you find yourself in the flow, you don't want to stop doing that activity, right? So you're breaking it down into the smallest parts. You're using an action verb. You lay it out on your week. When you lay it out during your week, you should also consider your highest energy levels when you're scheduling, right? Because if you are someone who works really well in the morning, you want to schedule that in the morning. If you're someone who works well in the afternoon, you want to work then. And so you just want to balance that out. And you're going to get this. You're going to figure it out. Just make sure you put it on the block. Put it in those time blocks. And then protect that time. And let's see if you can improve in your job search. So I hope this was helpful. I will look forward to talking to you in the next episode. Have a wonderful week. Thanks for listening to this episode of Career Cohort. I'm Emily Wong. You can find all my podcasts and blog posts at wordsofdistinction.net. And if you'd like to chat about how I can help you define the next step in your career and achieve your goals, head on over to the same website and book a time on my calendar for a free consult. In the meantime, please be sure to share, subscribe, rate, and review, so we can continue to bring you great content.